This is Ozarks at Large. Dustin McDaniel, Arkansas's Attorney General, has been busy the past few weeks. He's announced he's seeking the governor's office in 2014, and he's been studying what possible expanded Medicaid coverage might mean for Arkansas. He recently sat down with Roby Brock of TalkBusiness.net to discuss these matters and others as part of Roby's series of conversations with Arkansas's elected officials. Roby first asked the Attorney General about the recent decision by the United States Supreme Court to uphold the Affordable Care Act.
Well, I didn't find it surprising. I've said and said a long time ago that since the days of Herod, if the government takes money from you against your will, it's a tax. And certainly I thought all along that there were some real political concerns by Congress trying to say it wasn't a tax when immediately when they went to court, that's exactly what the administration defended it as. Chief Justice Roberts has led a majority of the court, and so the decision is handed down. It is the law of the land, and now it's up to Congress and the administration in the states to figure out how best to deal with it.
You did not participate in the state's lawsuit that brought this thing up through the court system to the Supreme Court. Do you regret that decision? Did you make the right call?
Well, I think we made the right call. We got the same answer as everybody else on the exact same day at the exact same minute. Depending on which network you watched, you either got it right at the right minute
right.
or not. But we didn't have to spend any additional money on it. My position was always, if you're going to be conservative with the taxpayers' dollars, especially during a difficult economy, don't spend taxpayer dollars on things you don't need to. And if I had assigned a lawyer to that case, she would have never been able to speak in court. We would have had to spend money to fly her all around the country, put her up in hotels on your money, pay for her food on your money, all just so we could say we participated. And we spared that expense and we got the exact same result that everybody else did. So I think that it was a wise, conservative management of your dollars.
One of the things that the Supreme Court decided was that the states do not have to opt into the Medicaid expansion. They're not going to be penalized for that. We'll get to you potentially running for governor here in a few minutes here, but this could be a very, very big issue for the next legislature and for future legislatures in terms of this Medicaid expansion. Where do you stand on the Medicaid expansion? Should the states participate in a Medicaid expansion at this time?
Well, most importantly, I'm still the Attorney General, and so my job is to try and advise the governor and the legislature and our state agencies on how to navigate through the law and the legal system. The policy is still up to the governor and the General Assembly. We've seen Governor Beebe's comments, which seem to make sense to me, that if the federal government is going to spend the money to provide health insurance coverage for hundreds of thousands of citizens in Arkansas that do not currently have health insurance, and they're going to fit that bill, it would be a pretty compelling argument to the General Assembly that they shouldn't say no to that and say no. You should spend that money in other states on other citizens, but as for us, we don't want any help. Mm-hmm. But again, that's going to be a policy decision that they're going to have to work their way through.
Have you had any conversations with the governor's office, with Republican legislators, about the legalities of how to work around that?
My team is in communication with the governor's team, as well as the insurance commissioner's office, the Department of Human Services, and legislative leaders. I have not personally spoken with the governor about it since the decision came down, no.
Let's shift our gears and talk about the governor's race here.
Sure.
You have filed your paperwork to, I guess, get organized for race for governor.
Yeah.
A question from one of our viewers here. Why the governor's race? Why filing so early?
Well, first of all, the filing was a simple creation of a nonprofit corporation at the Secretary of State's office. That's really all that was. A campaign won't in reality come for quite some time, but for purposes of insurance and taxation and employment law, as you know, we have a carefully constructed corporate law in Arkansas to create corporations of that nature, and so that's what we did. That's really all we did. I do think that it's important to let the people know your intentions. I've made no secret about the idea that I was born in Arkansas. I've lived in Arkansas all my life. I've dedicated the majority of my adult life to serving my fellow citizens, and I believe truly, not just in terms of political rhetoric, but in reality, I believe that Arkansas's best days are yet to come. And I'm very excited about the idea of a new generation having the opportunity to lead us into that era. So that's why I want to run for governor, and that's why I want to share my vision with the people of Arkansas over time. But of course, for now, I'm the Attorney General. That is my job. That's my focus, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Are you doing anything organizationally right now besides just that paperwork to advance your gubernatorial campaign?
Yes. Obviously, you know, if you can raise money, you need to raise money. Dale Bumpers used to say, anytime somebody tells you it's not about the money, it's about the money.
Right.
It's going to, I would assume, be a $10 to $12 million campaign. It'll be the most expensive race for governor in the history of Arkansas, and so obviously you want to take some time to start putting together some money. But in reality, people won't see the true vestiges of a campaign until next year.
I have done some math on that $10 million figure that you talk about. Over the next 2 years, if you didn't raise money on the weekends, you're looking at $20,000 a day. That's a bit daunting, isn't it?
It's a lot of money, but it's expensive to get your message out, and it's important to make sure that you have the best quality organization available. And I'm prepared to do what needs to be done to run an effective campaign.
Question from Mike in Fort Smith. Do you plan to seek the endorsement of Congressman Mike Ross and Governor Mike Beebe in your governor's run?
That's a very good question. Let's start with the governor. The governor is busy doing the job as governor, and he has always indicated that he would stay out of primaries, has never indicated anything to the contrary, and I would not ask him to involve himself in a Democratic primary. I would ask him for his vote. I would ask his family for their vote, because I expect them to vote in a Democratic primary. But I wouldn't ask him for any more than that. Of course, I would want his support, but I wouldn't ask him to involve himself in a primary. As for Congressman Ross, first of all, I'm very happy for Congressman Ross. I think he's served the people of Arkansas with honor and dignity, both in the state Senate and in the United States Congress. It's not relevant that we don't agree on every single vote. You know, we don't agree with our spouses 100% of the time.
Right.
So I don't understand how modern politics is that we're supposed to agree with our elected officials 100% of the time, or we're really mad at them. He's done a great job for the people of Arkansas, and I'm happy for his next step in life. We've spoken on the phone and in person since his decision, but I'll leave it up to him on what role, if any, he'd like to take in a campaign. I suspect he's really excited about not being in a campaign.
Yeah, he probably is from the way it sounded like.
I think so.
Let's talk about the Arkansas Supreme Court decision a few weeks ago to basically overturn the state's execution law. Mm-hmm. Because too much responsibility is given to the Department of Corrections in some of that decision making. First of all, what's your reaction to that Supreme Court decision? And second of all, how do you want to see it addressed with the legislature?
Well, as always, I respect the opinions of the Arkansas Supreme Court, whether I agree with them or not. In this case, I certainly do not agree with them. I agreed with the dissent that noted that our statute was carefully crafted and consistent with the statutes in other states with similar constitutional provisions. If you try to articulate with specificity the drugs to be used in the lethal injection process, and there's a shortage or a medical change in protocol or some determination of best practices under medical supervision, which again, all of this is done with a medical doctor and a medical staff. This is not just performed with guards with a syringe. This is a very meticulously planned procedure. If that changes and you have it all written down to the letter in a statute with no ability to maneuver at the staff level, then you'd have to call a special session or wait till the next legislature. This statute was written with the assistance of the Attorney General's office to try and be restrictive and clear and yet allow for administrative changes if necessary. I think that, frankly, it's ludicrous to suggest that the head of the Department of Corrections, who's about to carry out a lawful execution, which I promise you they all take very seriously and spend a great deal of time in prayer and study about, to suggest they would change the approved chemical to something like battery acid or Windex for the malicious fun of it, costing that person his career and freedom because it would be a felony. It makes no sense. We have not seen an execution since 2005 in Arkansas. And if the Supreme Court thinks that we should, that executions should be declared unconstitutional, then they should do that. But instead, since the day I became Attorney General, they've simply erected one procedural hurdle after another to ensure that we can't execute those who have committed the most heinous crimes in Arkansas. I think a death penalty debate is appropriate, and I think that it's up to the General Assembly and the voters if they want to change the death penalty law. But I think that the Supreme Court, if they can't find it unconstitutional, should not continue to create one barrier after another to make it simply practically impossible.
Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel sat down with Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net earlier this month.
Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.